Hi, my name is Jay Burgess, and I'm the Director of Communications for Scenic Hudson. I'm filling in this commentary for our President, Ned Sullivan. Earlier this month, expert consultants for Scenic Hudson and our partners in the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition made presentations at a technical conference convened by the State Public Service Commission. The experts were on hand to identify how new high-voltage transmission line projects proposed to run through the Hudson Valley could impact our region. Ned has spoken about these projects before. Featuring new towers rising up to 120 feet, the lines could pass through 25 communities in 7 counties, bisecting farms and prime wildlife habitat, and spoiling iconic views from popular parks and historic sites. The experts appearing on behalf of the coalition pinpointed many cultural and natural assets, those places that give our region its special character and sustain a robust tourism economy, that could be marred forever if the projects are allowed to proceed. In one report, Dr. Richard Smarden, professor emeritus at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse, evaluated the line's potential visual impacts. He found that agricultural areas in Columbia County are particularly vulnerable to any increase in height or number of transmission towers because the great distance over which the lines can be seen on the rural landscape. Farms are a foundation of the county's agricultural and tourism industries, which are responsible for more than 1,400 jobs and $115 million in spending annually. Dr. Smarden also identified a number of designated scenic areas of statewide significance that would be traversed by the proposed lines. For example, they could be visible from Alana State Historic Site and the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies. Both attract tens of thousands of visitors per year and contribute strongly to their local economies, in part because of the scenic beauty of their surroundings. One proposed project would create a new utility corridor directly adjacent to the FDR Holman Library and through the Roosevelt Farm Lane property and Eleanor Roosevelt's Valkill in Hyde Park. These National Historic Sites are linchpins of Dutchess County's $475 million tourism economy. Transmission lines towering nearly 100 feet over these lands that the President and First Lady cherished would be a major blow to their historic integrity and a slap in the face to all who have worked so hard for decades to protect them. In another report, CNC Environment and Planning of Batavia, New York, evaluated potential environmental impacts from the projects. The firm found that all of them would likely result in some permanent harm to significant wetlands, water resources, and habitats. Two projects involving entirely new transmission rights of way would impact the state-recognized Illinois Mountain biologically important area in Ulster County. The Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition supports PSC staff recommendations that 13 of the transmission line proposals recognized for having unacceptable potential adverse impacts should be eliminated from further consideration. We also agree with the PSC staff that the 8 projects identified as meriting further review need continued scrutiny regarding their environmental and visual impacts. And we still stand firm in our belief that the need for greenlighting any of these projects has yet to be demonstrated. The benefits we derive from important environmental, scenic, and agricultural lands, the Valley's green infrastructure, cannot be overstated. In addition to sustaining family farms and businesses related to tourism and outdoor recreation, they promote public health, help keep our air and drinking water clean, and drive new economic opportunity by making the region an attractive place for businesses to relocate. The proposed high-voltage power lines projects continue to cast a shadow over the very assets that generate jobs and contribute to the region's quality of life. Proposals that could cost ratepayers over $1 billion and would damage key heritage sites, including the place where FDR guided the nation through the Great Depression and World War II, should be relegated to the waste bin of history.